All right. Item 9, report from the Investment Committee Chair on the July 17, 2025 meeting. David.
Thank you. On July 17th, the Investment Committee had a very full day with three contenders presenting to be our general consultant. Those three were Veris, Makita, and NEPC. All very well qualified, and it was good to hear what they had to say. At the end of the meeting, our purpose for this was to hear the presentations and to see if the investment committee could come up with a favored candidate that we could bring before the board. At the end of the meeting, we narrowed it down to two, and it was a split decision between Veris and Makita. John and Jay favored Veris, Dan and I favored Makita. For the board, when we consider a vote on this, the major focus for the board will be which consultant will work best with the board and the spirit behind their work and the expertise behind their work. With respect to Veris, in essence, Veris is the group we know. We've worked with them for about 10 years. Veris wants us to have a modest increase in risk profile to increase expected return. And that increase in risk profile would be primarily through private markets. On manager selection, Veris had concerns about three of our managers, TT, Artisan, and Invesco. And their concern is that they're not delivering alpha. So they have them on a watch list. Veris wants to dig deeper into benchmarking. They, with respect to our public portfolio, public investments, they want to utilize a policy benchmark that reflects the fund's strategic asset allocation and base it on policy target weights. And the whole issue of benchmarking has been something that we've discussed in depth over the past year plus. We are looking to move more into hedge funds and their hedge fund strategy. Their due diligence is with use of a company called Axia, and they also use their Veris team. Axia has a very large staff and database, but would not be directly accessible to our investment team, which is somewhat of a concern for some of us on the board and then also for the investment team. Investments should have a risk-based focus, and they want to make sure that they're getting paid for the risk that we take, which we appreciate. On the Makita side, Makita was very eager to work with Cicera and had a very energetic and focused presentation. They have actually been following Cicera for the past 10 years, and they have clients with a similar FFP investment approach or strategy. So they feel they have experience with Cicera's approach to the FFP. Their theme is impactful advice with transparent information. They want to make sure that what they counsel us on or give us guidance on will have significant impact, and they want it to be clear to the board how that happens. The resources utilized by Makita will be directly accessible by our investment team in real time. So if there's a hedge fund question, Tim and his team would be able to access the resources available to Makita in the late evening or whenever, and also come back around and talk to Makita about any other questions and so forth. So that was a significant advantage. Makita feels that our liquidity portfolio might be a little bit too high and that we could use some of those funds to invest elsewhere for higher returns. Makita will also dig into the most appropriate benchmarking for our portfolio and feels that adjustments need to be made. And when one of the most significant things for me was that I asked this question of all three of our candidates and of our general consultant, and who do you serve? Do you serve the board or do you serve the investment team? And Makita, didn't go into that in much depth. They just kind of said the whole thing. But with Makita, they said they work for the board, but they work with the staff, and that they see their ultimate clients as being our retirement system members. So our members are very prominent in the service that they provide. And this is to help assure a steady and secure pension payment system. Their answer was in depth, and I appreciated that. So we had a split decision. We didn't have a clear winner of the three candidates. NEPC did fine, but they started out strong, but then kind of waned a bit with respect to their energy and their responses and so forth. So, so next steps, given the results of the 17th, is that John Phillips, Dan Mierswa, and Scott Gordon will do on-site visits with Veris and Makita next week. I have visited, I did on-sites with all three candidates previously, and we have a limit on the number of investment committee people who can go with respect to quorum issues. So, we anticipate a final vote by the Board of Retirement at our September 3rd meeting. So what I would ask for all of our board members to do would be to review the agenda for the investment committee that is from July 17th. And you'll see the presentations from Veris and Makita. And since we didn't put forward any PC, we narrowed it down to those two, Veris and Makita. Just focus on those two. You should be able to access these in Dropbox. And if not, I'm sure Christina could provide a hard copy to whoever requests it. And that was my take on that day. It was a full day, but very much appreciated the opportunity to hear from all three candidates. And if anyone else on the investment committee would like to add to what I've said or have a different opinion, please speak up.
I'm not seeing anybody else who's raising their hand, so thank you, David. Yeah, it's a nice summary. I had the benefit of attending the first two interviews on the 17th. I was not able to stay for the entire NECP interview, so I probably caught the first half that you alluded to, them having more energy, and I missed the last half, apparently, where that maybe wasn't the case. But I was able to see the first two. sat in the audience, so have at least the benefit of that thinking, and we will do the on-sites Monday and Tuesday. And I'm not sure what form it'll take when we come back and then ultimately report and put this on the next agenda. We can talk about that. We haven't done that yet. And then we'll angle towards that September meeting, hopefully that, you know, we can keep that schedule. Any other thoughts or comments for the investment committee on this item? Karen.
Another investment committee meeting before the item goes to the board, to the full board?
There is. On August 20th, there's an investment committee meeting.
And at that point, the investment committee members can discuss the outcome of the due diligence trips next week. Mm-hmm. And possibly narrow down the list of two.
Yes.
Well, it's an excellent question, and based on that, do you anticipate that the committee will be making a recommendation on one of the two finalists, or is it too early to know?
With the on-site visits that you attend, if there's a change in opinion, then that could happen, where we have a final candidate that kind of stands out during our investment committee meeting on the 20th. Still, this vote needs to go to the whole board, even right. If the investment committee makes a recommendation of who we feel would be the best candidate to serve the board. But this is a really important decision for us to make. And so I really encourage all board members to study this as much as you can to you get a good feel of you know, how we vote on this on September 3rd. But yeah, if after the on-site visits, people have a change of heart and we have a standout, then we will be making a recommendation for the board on the 3rd.
All right, so it sounds like the August 20 meeting of the investment committee will be interesting. Is how I might say that. Yeah. All right, thank you, David.